All right. So also, just to share with you a brief idea from the parsha. So it's a beautiful. So the pasuk in parsha's Kisetze opens up with a very simple. Well, it's not simple. It's a very complex mitzvah, a very complex concept. Kisetze the mechama alayvecha. When you go out to war against your enemies, unisano Hashem alokecha biyadecha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will deliver your enemies into your hands. Vishavisa shivyo, you'll take a captive. So the Torah then goes on to discuss the halachos of Yifas Tor, the war bride. And of course, again, the Torah then segues from the war bride into the Ben Sorum, or the rebellious child. Torah giving us certain license to act in a certain way in times of war, recognizing that the passions of the soldier run high, and if the Torah doesn't create an accommodation, a person will sin. But it's fascinating to notice, remember, we always read these parashios right in the weeks before Rosh Hashanah. So the Bali Musa understand, Kiseitzin l'machama alaivecha, when you go out to war against your enemies, not only referring to physical war, but referring to spiritual war as well. So I want to read to you a beautiful idea by the Nesiv HaShem. So Nesiv HaShem is a Slalom Rebbe. See, he says like this. He says, what does it mean, ki seite l'melchama alayvecha? So we have to go out to war against the Yetzer Hara, against the evil inclination. That's sometimes, the Yetzer Hara is always called the Oyev, it's called the enemy. And he's the worst kind of enemy, because he's an enemy, at least my enemy, if I know that I face to face an enemy on the battlefield, I know who my enemy is. The problem, of course, of the Yetzer Hara is he often doesn't look like the enemy. He often looks like the friend. And the way he ultimately gets us to sin is by self-sabotage. So says the Nesiv HaShem, Torah is teaching us, How do I address the Yetzer Hara? Listen to this. He says, Shatov, get ready to this. This is the Nesiv HaShem. Shatova Bahagana, he hat kafa. The best offense is a good defense. Or I should say differently. The best defense is a good offense. Right? The best defense is a good offense. So listen to this. He says, Va'odin. So what does that mean? What does that mean? First thing the Torah teaches us is, Kiseitze l'melchama olaydecha. Take the war to the enemy. Don't wait for the enemy to bring the war to you. Because you see, Rabbosai, if I go on the offensive against the Oyev, if I go on the offensive against the Yetzer Hara, that already places me at a place of advantage. As opposed to, if I wait until the Yetzer Hara engages me, I am on the defensive. The best approach and posture in spiritual life is go on the offensive and ultimately, again, tackle the Yetzer Hara before he tackles you. He goes on. He says, Va'ot inyan, ha'amuna ha'isana b'nitzacham. Says in the Nesiv HaShem, there's another piece, which is the incredible belief, the optimistic belief that I can be successful. Ve'im b'milchamas basar v'adam ha'dvar ma'murim, ka'vachkomer l'ma'avek ha'temidi shal ha'adam im yitzra ha'ara. Al tamtin ad shi'ya'arochu ma'archosav ela tafti'ehu b'tenufas metzach. Ki seitzei. So first of all, it says the Nesiv HaShem, excuse me, not the Nesiv HaShem, the Nesiv HaShem, like we said before, first issue the Torah is teaching us is, go on the offensive. Kiseitze l'melchama alayvecha. This is an incredible yisod. You know when often in life we tackle our problems? Let's be honest. When do we we're amongst friends, and it's not being recorded or anything, right? So when do we tackle our problems? We tackle our problems after we get tackled. So I get tackled to the ground by my oye, by my yitzhara, by my weaknesses. I say, oh wow, I really have to address this. And I will say, you know what happens? I'm limping already. It's difficult. I'm already compromised. And I try my best now to dig myself out of the hole in which I find myself. Says the Slalom Rebbe, don't live life like that. Don't live life on the offensive. Live life on the defensive. Kiseitze l'melchama alaivecha. Number one, engage the oyev, engage the enemy. Don't wait for the Yetzer Hara to point out the problems that I have, but be honest with myself. Feel free to be honest with me anytime you'd like. Right? Be honest with myself. Acknowledge what the problems are and go out and tackle them. But then he goes on, he says, Va'al tefak feik, b'nitzchonech, ela teida sheyadcha al oyvecha, yadecha ha'al yonavadeh. Well, so this is amazing. The Nesiv HaShem says, and if you're willing to proactively engage your oyev, if you are willing to go on the offensive, if you're willing to go into battle, then look what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you will always be al oyvecha. You will always overcome your enemies. You will be on top of your enemies, your enemy, your Yetzahara, and Yetzahara will never be on top of you. Says the summer, that's the message. Kiseitza l'melchama. If you have the courage to live an offensive life, not an offensive life, but an offensive life, right? If you have the courage to go on the offensive, if you have the courage to acknowledge your shortcomings and to proactively address them, then you know what? Aloy vecha, Unisano Hashem Elokecha biyadecha. If I go on the offensive and proactively address the shortcomings in my life, and I have optimism, I have hope that I can overcome my challenges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the strength to do what needs to get done. Aloydecha, number one means you will be on your enemies. God will deliver it into your hands. Shabbos, an incredible yisod for Chodesh Elul. You know, as we're going into Rosh Hashanah, and this is a time of incredible cheshbon nefesh, a time of incredible introspection, and a time where we have to think about the lives that we lead. So very often, we wait till problems kind of come to a crisis point in order to address them. And in the midst of crisis, it's very difficult to effectively address challenges. And therefore, says the Salam Rebbe, the goal in life is go on the offensive. Halavai, we should be zocheh, ki seiti lemelchama alaivecha, we should be zocheh, miratz Hashem, to be proactive, to be honest with ourselves, to know what has to get done, it has to get fixed. We should be zocheh to proactively go out to war against the oyev. And halavai, we should be zocheh, unisano Hashem alkecha biadecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam should deliver the oyev into our hands. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the courage and the strength to be able to overcome our obstacles, to be able to overcome the worst kind of enemies, which are the internal enemies. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zocheh to be successful in all of our life wars. Amen. All right.
Just a final reminder, we're celebrating the Siyum.